Yes, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners and followers of Eagle FM, wherever you are finding yourself. And welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's quite very important to thank Matia Sangala with The Twilight. And yeah, it's your morning conversational program that is here where we discuss governance issues, economics, political decisions, and everything which has to deal with bread and butter, either it's domestic, continental, or international. And yeah, always indicating, every morning you must be thankful. Every morning that you're waking up, you must be thankful. And the fact that you are awake, you must be thankful. And also, do not only look about, don't only think about things that you do not have. Think about things that you have that other people do not have also. Because the fact that you start from the position of gratitude, that is where you draw your happiness, and also that is where it's going to give you strength to move forward, strength to stand up, and also strength to face life, because life is a present. Life is what is at present. It's not what is tomorrow, because today will give birth to tomorrow. It's quite very important to be focused and be present at where you are, what you do at this point in time, because this is the only real moment. And if you are not happy at this moment, make sure that you do something which is happy, or accept what is there, then you move forward. And also the aspect of assisting each other to move forward. It's very difficult out there, but it's quite very important, particularly in this economy, to make sure that we assist each other, to make sure that we make it to the next day until we get the Namibia that we want. Now, starting from home, what is happening at home? What is happening at home? And it's quite crucial to look at. There's a recent communication from Secretary to Cabinet, that is Miriam Kusa. It's indicated that the government or Cabinet has approved to freeze all public sector recruitment. All public sector recruitments for 5 months, in the next 5 months, except for medical personnel and educators, teachers, and also those who are, a medical fraternity. This is indicating that, in the next 5 months, there will be no, recruitment in public, sector. And this decision made by Cabinet on the 7th of October take effect immediately and will last until 31st March 2026. And it was further indicated that this decision was made in order to make sure that the state consolidate on macro fiscal development, and also the prospect of mid-year budget review, that is 2025-2026 financial year. And in fact, all the accounting officers, which in this case are executive directors of OMAS, offices, ministries, and agencies, indicated or are given this directive, and that is what is happening. And it's quite very important also to look at this aspect, to say it's only medical personnel and also educators that will be recruited in public sector until 31st March 2026. And it also indicated that those advertisement posts that were already cleared, those one are still varied, but if a certain government or certain department in any ministry decided to say, we have a vacancy here and you have to send it, for approval, that is not going to happen. And, it's issues of the economy. It's issues of the economy. And, it's also something that, we need to look at, because, one of the things that we need to look at, is that there have been discussion to say, government is, or public sector is bloated, or public sector is a main recruiter. It's a main recruiter of people in Namibia. And maybe it's also our time to think about what can we do, what alternatives can we do, and to make sure that, you know, we do something that can also be able to sustain, particularly those who are coming from school, and also those who have ambitions also to work in the public sector, and also to give service to the people. So it's a communication, it's where we are standing now, it's where we are standing now. And until 31st of March 2026, apart from medical personnel and educators, public service will freeze, you know, all the post for the next 5 months, and that is the communication, and it's indicated that it's in line with consolidation. It's in line with consolidation of physical budget, and also to make sure that you know, a saving of cost. But the question is, what is the game plan? What is the game plan to make sure that when it comes to the issue of unemployment, how is it going to be addressed? How is it going to be addressed? Because remember, the beginning of this you know, administration has quite a very good communication, particularly from the ED of the Ministry of Finance, to make sure that you know, every agency, every offices, ministry, and agencies of government should make sure that they prioritize you know, internship, prioritize internship to, you know, graduates. And also students at university, and which was a quite a very important move. Some internship were 3 months, paid internships actually, which is quite, you know, it was even rare. Some were for 6 months, some can go for 12 months. But the question is also to say what will happen to this, you know, people. Particularly those who had hope to say, maybe after I got proper training, it will be easier for me to be integrated, to be easier for me to be integrated. Are they just going home, or is a process of internship going to continue? Because it's also, you know, part of that budget, or is different. And in that case, it's also a question of interrogating to see, and also as to say, this decision, is it made only because of the economy? Or there is another plan that need to be done, especially when it comes to recruitment, and also those who, and what happened in the situation that, you know, somebody reached retirement, or somebody also, issues of life, people can get sick, and also issues of inevitability, such as passing on in life, what will happen, just wait until the 31st of March 2026. But that is how things are standing. That is how things are standing. And also to look at that context. To look at that context, because when you look, for example, at that day we were discussing about PEGA Act, so that government is also going to be busy reviewing PEGA Act, and there's not going to be an appointment of you know, board of directors until PEGA Act is done review, that is Public Enterprise and Governance Act is done reviewed. And to say, my question is always here to say, in terms of unemployment, how is it going to be dealt with? How is it going to be dealt with? And also, how are those, how is that going to impact, people? Because, when you look from where we are standing now, to 31st of March, it's quite a distance. It's quite a distance. And also to ask if there is other alternative that, need to be done, other alternative that need to be done, to make sure that, that of who is seeking for a daily bread and butter at least can get something. And my concern is only with youth, and also the internship. Is the process of internship also going to be stopped, or is it going to continue? Is it going to continue, or how are things going to be in all those sector? Yeah, that is what's happening inside Namibia. Let us look at SADC region. It was indicated that looking at SADC region, SADC host business to business and business to finance event in Zambia, Lusaka. And the aim of this was, Southern Africa or SADC to support, or SADC working hand in hand with German government, and also this business to business and business to finance event was convened, especially among pharmaceutical businesses, and also the aim of networking, and to make sure that there is cooperation between SADC and German cooperation, especially when it coming to pharmaceutical manufacturing, distributors, regulators, professional associations, and also financial institution. And the main aim is discussion on advancing regional medicine, regulatory, harmonizing, and also procurement services of pharmaceutical workforce. And that is the case. And the issue of pharmaceutical, something that we have been discussing, especially looking at the fact that Africa is still producing less than 4% of global medicine, which means that we are the consumer of the world. And you must also be able to understand that when it's coming to vaccine, there is a recent pronunciation and investment, especially from European Union Commission and also European Investment Bank. There is a commitment or investment of 95 million euros in vaccine production in Rwanda, and this is coming in the form of a grant and also in the form of a loan. And the question has always been to say, how are we as Africans going to stand one day to produce our own medicine, and to what extent have we contributed to the production of this medicine, and how effective are they going to be, and whether the vaccine produced in Africa can be sold in China, Russia, UK, and also United States of America, or is only our own, are able to be competitive when it coming to global pharmaceutical businesses, or just for our own production. Moving forward, we are looking at what is happening apart from SADC, and we have already communicated to you that when it's coming to Madagascar, African countries are condemning the removal of Madagascan, of Madagascar president, and they are condemning coup. That's why you have indicated that, we have seen that AU, you took a stand, and it's quite a stand that, I did not expect, especially when it's coming to Madagascar. It's not only condemning, but also removing Madagascar from AU, and also to make sure that Madagascar review itself, solve that dispute through dialogue, return to peace, and also make sure that it has met its requirements. Because Madagascar currently suspended with immediate effect after an emergency session of AU Peace and Security Council that happened on Wednesday. And remember that after President Andry Rajorin left, there are some news which are indicating that I was airlifted in this, you know, airlifted to France. There is still no peace. There is still no peace in Madagascar. The service is still not yet back, and water and electricity is still a problem. That is one thing that you need to know, is that because I do not expect the immediate person who took over to solve all the cases, but our effect on the matter is that you know, there is a military leadership in Madagascar which promised to return the government to civilian leadership. That is by after 2 years. The current years we are speaking, the constitution is suspended. It's a man with a big gun who is ruling, and there are military orders. There is no laws that is, you know, there is no I know my rights in Madagascar now as we are speaking. Even the rights that you have used to protest is no more there, because now somebody who has an AK-47 assault rifle who is leading. That's why now, in this context, the African Union set a standard to say suspend Madagascar because of this what have happened, because it's becoming a norm in Africa now that when you are not happy with a leader, people just take guns and take over, and that is also what African Union is presenting, because when you are comparing where we are as Africa compared to other continent, you realize that we are still behind, still far from behind. When you look at countries such as, when you look at Europe, look at Asia, look at Australia, look at the North America, look at South America, it's rare. It's almost impossible in the 21st century somebody to take gun and overtake the country. It's almost impossible. But when you are looking at Africa, even issues of civil war, when you look at the other part of the world, it's not there, although there are conflict within countries, but issues of civil war, it's only us in Africa where we are stuck at that moment. It's only Africa where we are stuck at that moment to say there is a civil war and all these things. And it's wasting a lot of time, especially to focus on priority areas and also priority issues. So that is what is happening. That is what is happening. Yeah, looking at Kenya, yesterday, the body of the former Prime Minister of Kenya, that is the late Raila Odinga, who died in India, has arrived. But you know, there is an incident which happened that the police has opened fire, especially at when the crown was you know, was welcoming the body of Raila Odinga. It was indicated that at least two people were killed in Nairobi. After, you know, mourners, they gather to see the body of, you know, former Prime Minister, that is Raila Odinga. And it's quite unfortunate. It's quite an unfortunate event. Quite an unfortunate incident, rather. It was stated that Kenya head of police operation, that is Adamson Bogei, confirmed the shooting. And, you know, at the 60,000 capacity soccer stadium where the view was to take place ahead of the funeral over the weekend. And you know, when you speak about a 60,000 capacity soccer stadium, that is you know, it was an overcrowded place, and everybody want to see the body of you know, the former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who died in India, And police used to use guns to make sure that they dispel the crowd. That is indicated that two people were killed, and you're asking yourself, how can you use live munitions? If there was no chaos at this point, or were their life, threatened? Because these incidents which are happening in Kenya these days, because just not 2 days ago, when we were reporting that, two of the presidential guards were killed at different incidents. One was just stabbed at the presidential palace by an ordinary civilian. The other one was strangled. And, so let us look at this news before we come to what we have on the table today. And as we are always indicating, we are here until the hour of, eight in the morning. That's why we are also always giving you an opportunity, to make sure that, you give your opinion, you express your view, you contribute to the conversation at 083-288-401-083-288-401. So, looking at the incidents in Kenya, let us look at this. And from there, we are going to take a short commercial break. Then we'll update you again on what is happening at Russia Energy Forum. What is happening at Russia Energy Forum? What are some of the content of the conversation? And what is in there for Africa? And yeah, so let us look at this news.
At least two people have been killed in Nairobi on Thursday after Kenyan police fired at crowds of mourners gathered to see the body of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. The politician died on Wednesday in India and his body flew back to Kenya on Thursday morning. Odinga's casket was exhibited at a stadium in the capital ahead of his funeral over the weekend. Tensions rose when the crowd surged and tried to breach a gate in the stadium. Police fired both live bullets and tear gas.
What we are seeing is a mockery to democracy. We are so peaceful. People are waiting to see the mze, but it came chaotic when the policemen started disrupting.
We are in pain. It is hurting us so much. We are hurting deeply. People have been beaten and killed, and we had just come to mourn Baba. The police intervention dispersed mourners who fled towards the stadium gates. A stampede erupted, leaving an unknown number of people injured. The public viewing eventually took place after Khan returned in the evening.
Yeah, citizen of Kenya saying it's a mockery to democracy. It's a mockery to democracy. Where you have a lot of ground, it's also where you have chaos. And you know, some people, especially at bigger events, can come with different motives and can cause a chaotic scene that may cause injuries to others. Because sometimes somebody can come with a motive. That's why you must always be careful, especially when you are at big gatherings, because some people use that opportune moment also to disrupt peace. That's why in most cases, situations like this, those who are becoming victims are not actually those who are the cause. Somebody may just be caught by, you know, a live bullet there, or somebody may just want to use that opportunity to make sure that that event is disrupted. That's why it's always very important, especially to be very careful, especially when you're at a gathering, even at a demonstration, because we do not have same motives. You may have a very peaceful demonstration, but somebody is, a baseball stick that is where he attached his poster. In case the situation turn out the other way, he will start to cause chaotic activities. That's why in most cases, those who become victims of this, are those people who had the good intention. We are seeing, women lying down here. And we are just asking yourself to say, what is happening on that aspect, and also what needs to be done to make sure that peace and stability is priority number one in Africa. And also, civilians should not just lose lives like that. And it's not only in Kenya. It's everywhere. It's everywhere where somebody can come from nowhere just to disrupt peace, and also put those who are in charge of putting, maintaining security in a difficult position. And they end up using live ammunitions, because looking at the code of police, and it's a standard practice also at code of police to say a police officer when dealing with civilian must always make sure that he or she maintain minimum force, unless it's at a situation that there is no other option or there is no other alternative. But the minimum force has always been required. That was supposed to be tear gas, not only at the maximum level, but also to make sure that you contain the situation. But at the point of firing, a live bullet, something else. But yeah, let us look at a commercial break. Then from there, we are looking at Russia Energy Week Forum, and also what African leaders and also the host, that is Vladimir Putin, has to say, particularly when it's coming to his energy, because the discussion there, when you speak about energy, speak about nuclear, speak about oil and gas, speak about energy security, speak about trade, and also energy cooperation. And to look at that, and we are also going to look at the statement that Russia has made, especially regarding global changes in terms of oil price and trade, and also where Russia and also other countries are standing in terms of trade of oil and also gas.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you ever wonder why we have so many road rules? Like, don't jaywalk, don't drink and drive, don't drive with underinflated tires, and don't speed. It's because we don't want you to put your life at risk. Don't become a statistic, don't become a headline. Be a responsible road user, do the right thing, and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombeye. And as we indicated before the break, we are looking at, before we go to the main conversation for today, we are looking at what is happening. What is happening, especially when it's coming to Russia, Energy Forum Week, and also how are the delegates, particularly from different parts of the world, either is Africa, either is Europe, either is Asia. What is their position, especially when it's coming to Russia, Energy Week, and it's an Energy Week that is taking 4 days, and it's ending today. It started 3 days ago. It's ending today, and the main agenda is oil, gas, coal, nuclear, and also energy security. But what we need to look at this juncture, what we need to look at is what is that the president of Russia has to say, especially when he was addressing the delegates from around the world who are gathered in Russia to discuss issues of energy security, energy investment, and what is that that has to say about the future of energy cooperation. Yeah, looking at that, the first thing that Putin has indicated, especially when it's coming to a direct translation from Russian to English, that is stated that Russia remain one of the leading oil producers in the world, which produce approximately 10% of global production. But this is what he has to say. According to estimate, global oil demand this year will amount to 104.5 million barrels per day, more than a million last year. The main factors is driving consumption growth, active development of petrochemical industry, which are growing faster than global GDP. And the other thing that he has stated that, when he indicated that Russia is accounting for 10% of global production of oil, and he stated that Russia is also expected to produce 510 million tons of oil by the end of 2025, and this is 1% lower than last year. But this here is what is very interesting. Putin has also indicated that during war, most of European countries have been getting assistance, or have been trading, have been getting gas from Russia. But one of the things that Putin indicated, or the president of Russia indicated, that it would seem that the refusal of some European countries to accept Russian gas and the disruption of a well-known Nord Stream pipeline have cut us off from traditional markets. He acknowledged that actually, when some European countries refuse or protest not to buy gas from Russia, it has declined the production of gas in Russia. It has also declined the trade with traditional market. But he, however, indicated that this caused the decline in Russian trade. However, there is a recovery which is not yet at fully, But he indicated that it also gave Russia an opportunity to diversify their trading. And he indicated that the supply vector is now in favor of more promising and responsible buyers. You know, this is just, one of the comments, especially when it's coming to ongoing tension and also disagreement, especially between Russia and also NATO member state. But remember that it's not only military war, which is in Ukraine, but also aspect of trade war, crippling of, somebody's economy. However, one of the things which was stated is also the aspect of de-dollarization, the aspect of de-dollarization, because Russia made a move that a lot of people did not expect, especially when sanctions from the U.S. started to become so advanced. One of the things that they focus on is de-dollarization and selling in their local currency. And the main trading partner there is China, North Korea, India, and other, countries in BRICS. That is why when you are looking at the international trade now, things have changed. Things have changed. When you look at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, must be able to realize that is the only organization where member state went beyond the prediction of international financial institution, particularly when you are looking at their GDP growth, where the average is beyond 4% in 2025, and that went up beyond what was predicted. And one of the things that was stated in that aspect is de-dollarization. It's de-dollarization, which means that moving away from trading in foreign currency or from trading with a third currency rather than trading with, your currencies and have a payment settlement system in that aspect. So one of the things which have happened, and the news, especially from African countries in Russia Energy Forum, various representatives, but one of the things that maybe we should look at is what the Minister of Finance from Sudan has stated, and this one is a compliment of what stated yesterday, say that war has divided countries, war has divided countries and cut production, not only by half, but by more than 60%, and also left, Sudan at a very difficult position. And on that ground, Gibri Ibrahim indicated that, Sudan from producing 500,000 barrels per day now is producing below 30,000, after the conflict of 2011. And the Minister of Finance of Sudan indicated that the impact of conflict on production of oil, impact of conflict on production of energy, has negatively impacted his countries, and indicated that when it's coming to crude oil export, it fell with 84%, which means that from if you are giving a comparative analysis to say your crude oil production fell with 84%, it means that you lost everything. That everything, the capacity, the human capital, the machines that you are using in production of crude oil. And that is now a presentation which was given to say between 2000 and 2023, due to conflict, Sudan crude oil export fell with 84%. If you were selling 100 barrels of crude oil, you know, let me say per year. And now we were only selling, 16. He's selling 16, which is quite, devastating, and indicated also that, civil war, the current civil war again, is threatening neighbors or revenues, because civil war and also, you know, terrorist attack is happening at, key facilities and also key areas that, you know, that, you know, have, wealth, and that is oil. So let us, see, what, the caller has to say before moving forward. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm well, I'm well.
Mm. Russia Energy Forum.
Yeah.
Man, I was wondering if we have a new viable energy in the world.
Mm.
And it's not really nation today.
Mm.
I mean, is this really something that makes sense? People are talking about green hydrogen is going to be the new viable energy security in the world. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. Why is Russia did not talk about that?
Oh, I'm still also trying to find out, and I'm also trying to find out who are our delegates there. Because we're supposed to.
I was listening. I follow this is part of geopolitics, which I actually follow.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is where I always say.
Yeah.
This is where I always said.
Yeah.
When you see the Europeans coming to you and tell you about something new.
Yeah.
Then you must know it's either a sham project. Designed to fail you.
It's white elephant.
Yeah, completely.
So now I'm also trying to say maybe if you can also maybe educate us if you have seen somebody from Namibia who is there. I'm trying to get our delegate, but I'm not getting one.
That is what I wanted to ask. That was my second question. That was my second question. Yeah,
because I could have started there because I also want to see us there, but let us not. Prejudge, maybe there is there, but I'm still trying to see it, especially when issues of energy are supposed to be at the center of that.
Bro, one thing that I have to tell you, I have been following these things for so long.
But you are a good predictor. I did not see that coming, especially with trade. You mentioned something which made sense, especially with, you know, when we're discussing tariff issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, what do you think?
No, for me, as I have always told you, if I could be close to the president, I will kneel down to my knees for the president to pursue that path that she wants for energy security. Because once you build a nuclear power station, then automatically it's you industrialize already.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got, you have energy securities. Once you build a refinery, you have energy securities. Finish. Then you don't need anything else anymore. Everything will come by its own.
And it's long term.
And it's how is there any other word that we can say rather than a long term?
No, I hear you.
Obviously.
Yeah,
you see,
so
these are the things that we have to be very, very careful. Even our school system, I think the BRICS, they have 75 universities. And then we need to start sending our peoples.
You see,
it was even mentioned by Xi and Putin when they had a summit of CEO Shanghai. Cooperation organizations. That is the future. That is now we have to focus on.
That's hold on, eh? Hold on.
Save
and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. and 1 kg sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.woodmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Yes.
Yes, Ombe.
Yeah, we were speaking about energy. We were speaking about looking at
BRICS.
Yeah. I think you must be an advisor on external affairs, particularly in that region.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
So the future is in BRICS.
Yeah.
These things of whatever, you know, even these things of AI.
Yeah, yeah.
We are talking about this AI. It can be used, but it must be verified. Yeah, because you see, I see a point raised by one of the politicians.
Yeah,
that it's a very good investment. It enables you to do certain things.
Yeah.
But who keeps your data? Yeah. So what I actually want is our government to align with BRICS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Putin is talking about de-dollarization.
Yeah.
Because it was the biggest weapons, much more stronger than even nuclear. That was actually used by America in order for them to make sure that you comply. You don't comply, they kick you out. Yeah.
Now, you know, my problem is always here to say, when you are shifting now to BRICS, can you keep everybody also, or can you make everybody understand to say these are my priorities? Like you have the West and the East, and you have Africa.
Yeah, no, you don't. Obviously, you don't. Like I said the other time, that you don't throw away everything. You just need alternatives, and then you try and find out exactly which one will work for you. Since we were actually under these systems, and then we are still at one at this point, we didn't move. The whole African that is actually ruled under the systems of capitalism. This is capitalist. Yeah, whereby the rich or the powerful take everything and monopolize. There is no leadership when it comes to government. Governments are actually made to give away that belong to them and then go borrow from those that takes away from them.
Okay.
You see, you understand that.
I hear you.
Yeah. While they are the one that's supposed to borrow from the government. Who owns the natural resources? Who owns the land? Who owns all those means of product? It's the government. You see? But at the end of the day, just like I said, you were made not to control the money and as well as the money system. What happened to you? Then you are a slave. Then you have got no sovereign.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And also the fact that you don't have a bank of your own.
Of course. What are you controlling? Nothing.
But I was asking, was SME ours? I think SME, was it not ours? I think we tried.
Okay.
It's fine. I want you to, what do you think about the cabinet directive, especially freezing of public sector employment to match. What do you think?
Well, I think we just don't have money.
Yeah,
we just don't have money. You know, even the budget that was earmarked to be used throughout this for 2025 and 2026, it's only 30% that has been used. So we had these discussions yesterday with Mark, and then I come in and say,
But where do we have that liquid money? That is the question. Because the budget does not mean that you have all the monies in place. It's only a budget.
Yeah, you are correct. You are correct.
Yeah. So I think we just don't have money. Uh-huh. What do we have in this country? The biggest problem that is killing us is that a lot of monies are leaving this country. They don't circulate throughout in the countries so that they can actually end up on government treasury. And then the government can collect. It doesn't. So when you give that, and this is what is happening, when you give the money to, when you give big tenders to foreigners, obviously they will transfer the profit to their country. And these are the money that was supposed to stimulate the economies of this country.
And I'm just thinking that we have lost a lot of money through middlemen. I'm just starting to realize that now. Long time ago.
It can also be one of the factors or the reason, yeah.
Yeah. But now, yeah, now,
but
yeah. If you were to advise now I want you to advise the president. If you were to advise as an ordinary citizen who also follow and, you understand economics, but especially, global affairs. If you have to advise her to say, what do we need to do at this juncture? We understand that, the situation is not how we thought it would be. What are some of the steps from an ordinary citizen to moving forward? If you have to give advice, just two advice.
You know, one could advise you on the basis of what they learn from the books. But what I'm telling you, the whole, the world, infrastructures run on energy. The very first thing that we need is energy and then food securities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start owning what belongs to us.
Mm-hmm.
Countries are advocating to own what belongs to theirs.
You
don't make a mistake to leave this in all the politics of yesterday, whereby one can just say, no, things will be better.
Mm-hmm.
The youth understand now, and this is the reason why you are actually saying, I don't condone it, and I don't like it. I don't wish it's happening in our country. I wish our leaders really understood and then encounter so that doesn't happen. So when you see people are threatening their government, these are the problem that people, they understand that now we have to benefit from our natural resources. Because if I tell you right now, the Chinese are just there, taking everything, how much they are making money of our uraniums. And we cannot go to the Chinese and say, look, can you at least give us 30%? And then we should also be allowed to sell our product or our resources to the WTO. Why are we not going there? Because what these guys are doing is that they takes about, let me say, it's diamond.
Yeah.
They got maybe about 150 diamond.
Yeah.
They will only tell you, no, we only got 40.
Do you even have a quality check really to say this is the amount which is coming out?
And that is the problem.
Yeah.
You don't own it. You don't control it. Yeah. And this is the reason why even the BS, the other guys were actually complaining and said, why the system that is there, the cameras, the security, actually is controlled outside.
And you also do not even understand because you don't build any of those machines.
Of course. I'm happy with what the president of Botswana is doing.
Yeah.
I think we should also do the same because we are in the same project.
Yeah, because with them, they pass a law to say not at least more than 25%. They are moving towards 50. Yeah. So yeah, thank you.
It's energy, my friend. Energy makes sense.
Energy and food.
Right now, an electricity here in Namibia, in Windhoek, 1,000 gives you 380 units.
And remember, it's subsidized. You were even assisted. can you pay that at the standard price, like how it is?
You can't
because you
so if you say today,
yeah,
the price of the dollar per liter is $7 today,
yeah. Mm.
Then every product in the shop is down. So what does make the economy? Energy.
That's true. No, you got a point. That is where you need energy. To start. Yeah. It's energy.
Yeah, that is where you have to start. You don't study anywhere else and statistics and all the word and then book whatever. Energy, my friend. That's why we said, if our president says, we are going to borrow money, we are going to go to our friend in Africa, Botswana, please give us 2.5 billion. We are going to set up at 2.5 billion.
We're going to start.
And then South Africa, 2.5 billion. We build the refinery. And then we start with a nuclear power station.
Yeah.
Then you have a country on its own. Finish.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And you know, the other time I was reading, after many years, Eskom also started making profit. I'm asking myself, how come Eskom is starting making profit? Is that not our money there?
What will you do? What will you do?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah? No, I think I have your number.
Yeah,
I think I have your number.
Yeah.
I want to send you something.
No, you must send me
of this lady of Maria Corina, whatever. This one that has been in America, and she want to overthrow the elected government of Victor Maduro, and then she actually so happy saying that she's going to sell every asset of oil industries of America, and you know the Americans, they really want to. That's why they want to overthrow that government. It's all about energy.
I hear you. Do you know that we have opinion space in the Villager newspaper? You must write also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you must. There is a channel for opinionated paper, especially regarding to economics, governance, and that issue, so that we can expand these things more and we can put those research on paper, please.
Okay, let me see what I will do.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that is global affairs. That is global affairs. The future is in energy and food security. And, I cannot agree more, on that, because when you have energy, you have power. You can stand on your own. And when you have energy, the goal of, 70% electrification would be by 2030 would be doable and would be sustainable. So,
hello?
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Mm.
Yeah, today you began with a critical issue.
Yeah.
And constitutionalism.
Mm.
And you mentioned very important key points there.
Yeah.
In regards to this state organ,
yeah,
how they operate and function, what is expected,
yeah,
from them, independent they are,
yeah,
and then very important your question on the public, the transparency,
and
the trust that we ought to have, the system need to deliver, especially this judicial system, the legal system. And very, very important about the way they are doing it. And I think we are also doing it here, because many a times I see most of those hearing proceedings, court proceedings, they are really open.
Yeah, indeed. Just hold on for 1 second. Just hold on.
Okay.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the Basic Mental Health First Aid course, free for NHP members. You learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Yes?
Have I ever heard that advertisement?
Come again?
I haven't heard, I don't think I have taken, I've heard or taken note of that advertisement by the digital type.
You did not take note of that?
I didn't take note of that. So I'm just taking note of it now, the content and the message that's coming out from there.
Uh-huh. No, it's quite very important, especially when it's coming to NHP and also the issues of mental health and other things. It's a free, training. And, it's something that we don't actually discuss about, or discussion that people run away from.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I know people really run away, especially when it's come to, and there are also misconceptions about the understanding of the concept, the way it is. It's like, for mad people whom they think, you know, but you have to check and balance there is also lacking.
Yeah.
Because we're hammering on these things.
Yeah.
Take your emotion, put them in the subjection, in control.
Yeah.
So now what you were saying is that, yes, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It gives, you know, the public trust is very, very important, so that, we really trust our system, where they are working, where they are not working, room for improvement.
Yeah.
And I think we are in good track. In the process, although for us, it's very, very important because we need to do a lot of things that really fit in our own situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that even the energy that you are talking about, because it's one of the focus. It's just that
one of the focus way.
It is one of our priority.
Key priorities.
Key priorities.
Way.
So when you look at if you know, you even have this independence power producer.
No. I want to because the energy that we are looking at is nuclear, not other form. The energy that we are doing is nuclear. The discussion is there, but it's not allowed as any other forms of energy. But when you look at our key priorities, nuclear is there, but not you cannot see it as part of the main discussions.
Are we not having a delegation there that on the summit that took place, or is it taking place?
Come again?
So we didn't have a delegation there that represented Namibia.
In Russia.
In that area. Yeah.
I'm trying to get it. I'm not getting it now. Maybe.
But they were there. They were there. Even if it's brick, you know, through brick. We are also part and parcel of BRICS.
How are we part of BRICS?
So South Africa, Russia, and all these other countries, our good friends.
We are indirectly benefiting, but we are not really there.
So if it's indirectly benefiting, because you said most of your things are linked to South Africa, your land is back to South Africa, your whatever, back to South Africa, and even most of the legal instruments. So they are really anchored in there, their roots and all these things. So you just wanted Namibia to be there now, but you want as an individual country to operate in Salo. So that's coordinated mechanism, the BRICS. It's obvious already that you might not just go there as Namibia. Of course, we can do that. No, there's nothing preventing us from doing that. But as a bloc, as a continent that we can offer to the world. So that's why when you listen to, we were talking about complementary roles, that when the person from Botswana was talking about during that ceremony. And they were talking about where you have gaps. Yes, you mentioned about 2 billion there from South Africa, Botswana and things like that. So that is, I think that's the purpose why people have normalized this thing, going to Botswana 24 hours and all this with ID for that matter. So it is that where there is a gap, so other people can fill it up. So for BRIC, for you to go there, if you want to go there as an individual country in Namibia, you can do that. But people are working together, collaborating in all these things. So the energy is one of our priorities.
No, yeah, it's one of our priority, but not nuclear. Nuclear, I follow,
what is it that, the nuclear that you make in a laboratory, and I know that if you get into that thing, some people say, don't bring up atomic energy bombs and people think about this thing.
No, nuclear can be, it's not only about atomic bomb. Atomic bomb is just a portion of that, but nuclear can be used for good use, Even the president stated that to say, no, nuclear can be used for good reason. And she stated that we should not shy away from using our God-given natural resources. So if you have...
You are enable energy that she's talking about.
If you have uranium,
whatever, all those chemicals that you can produce in laboratory and all these other things,
but
you can do that. Ammonia can also be, I think, from that side that we are hearing, isn't it? So it's not a priority.
No, because what I'm indicating to you is that energy is a priority, because Namibia need energy is a priority. But nuclear itself as a form of energy to produce electricity is still a discussion.
Now that's good. It's a discussion. We have been talking about those things we could do, and the people were demonstrating, no, this is for our ancestral land. You cannot put these things.
But do you know how many discussions we had in the past 20 years? So how many discussions we had? Do you know that the green scheme that we have now in Namibia, we're not supposed to be where they are. Do you know that there are other projects that were discussed also? Because when the vision is not advanced, it will be a white elephant. There will be a lot of white elephants standing. But
I remember even those green schemes that you were mentioning.
Yeah.
So when Kateka Shele, the former minister of agriculture, when he went there, he was saying that yes, this open for bid to start operating this thing so that they can function at their maximum. And I heard of people demonstrating that no, you cannot do that. And then people were using the law, of course, and up to now, some of the organizations that went demonstrated against that out in front of Tateshimi's office there, they isn't even there to take up anything, just to mobilize themselves with resources, or even to get here, within domestic here, to take up one of them there, nobody.
Okay, one minute. What is your view on the frozen public service or public sector jobs until March 2026?
For 5 months,
Yeah.
I think if it is intended to bring some good result, for example, you know, recruitment, for example, recruitment, hiring and things like that also take a lot of money. Maybe they just want to realign and restructure some, do some restructuring somewhere there. Maybe I know there's a lot of misalignment. Yesterday we were talking about procurement, how it came. And remember, they did not have additional staff complements to complement for those, most of those people who are doing this. Procurement and things like that.
So your view is realignment, not the money.
So maybe you really want to align, make sure that the money that you have is matched, aligned to the capability that you have. If, for example, it's just for 2 months, I mean for five months. Né?
Yeah.
So they want to make sure that because they are also interns. I don't know whether you found out that whether the interns are also affected. Yeah, but for me, I think this must be just some kind of reallocation perhaps there and make sure that you are really, your structure.
But what I respect about you, you are very positive, and that is a good character. You are very positive about life, and it's also good to think that it could be for a good reason. Could be for a good reason, not only to be scared to say maybe there is no enough money, maybe we are struggling, but it's always very important to be positive even in the face of challenges. But thank you for now.
Just a conclusion on that, please, because you brought this one.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the most of the human resource practitioner now, their department, human resource management.
Yeah.
So they are so much overloaded. They can't even ask for overtime. Sometimes they are not given. And there's a lot of work. People are recruiting. Their interviews have been conducted. A lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just want to make sure that they really restructure these things and they have some kind of, how to deploy you people. Maybe they have found people from the Ministry of Labor and what, and they want to deploy them now, and the difference is confusion. If people are running around with one position apparently to go that thing, and you see, it's also a better. Maybe they want to come up with a better way of doing things. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Uncle Abuana, for your contribution. And yeah, it's 28 minutes past the hour of 7. We have around 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401, because from 7:30 there, we'll be looking at what is happening in South Africa, especially South African politics and also maturity of South African democracy, to say when it's coming to democracy in South Africa, what level are they? At what level they are? Because when we are comparing with other African countries, South Africa is one of the few African countries that, president is elected by parliament, not directly by the people, but by parliament. And that is something, and he can also be fired by parliament. Depends on what he or she has done. And it's one of the few countries that promote transparency, particularly in critical cases. When you look at what has been happening in Namibian court for a long time, there was no the presence of full or on camera, trials to say. But now things are also starting to. But who set that tone? When you look at the recruitment of judges, which are very important players in, maintaining and protecting the institutions of democracy, and also make sure that the law is followed, reviewed, and most importantly, and this is a function of the jurist people. The justice persons.
is to make sure that the law is used to the benefit of the people, or to promote the quality of life. To promote the quality of life. Not only to punish people, but to promote the quality of life. Because a lot of people, when we see court, we see dispute, we see punishment, we see jail. But that was not the purpose of the law. The purpose of the law is maintaining of peace and order, protecting of citizens' rights, and also protecting or promoting the greater good of, in those days it was called the greater good of men, but it's the greater good of every person in that state. So, yeah, let us look at a short commercial break. Then we can dive into it to say what are some of the critical events that are indicating that there is maturity in South African democracy, and what can we learn from that, and what does it mean to the institution of democracy, and also how is the future looking like, especially when you look at there's an ongoing ad hoc committee that's happening where people are being interviewed, people are being this commission of inquiry. It's parallel to each other. There is Malanga Commission. There is also Parliament Ad Hoc Committee. And where you have done something, you're going to be asked. And also to see the turning of tables, not to judge people in a kangaroo court or a court of public opinion. Because sometimes it may be that I did not do anything wrong. But the person who come to you first is a person that you believe. And that is a problem that we have of looking at issues from both sides to say, what are you saying about this? And that is what South Africa is doing quite very well. Apart from other problems that their country is going through. But at that aspect, I think is one of the things that people should also learn from.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM,
Yeah. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And as I indicated, today we are speaking about South African democracy, the maturity of South African democracy, and what lesson can we learn from South African democracy, and where are they standing now, especially the ongoing ad hoc committee that when you look at what was happening yesterday, For seven hours, the suspended minister of or the Minister of South African Police, who is put on leave due to the allegation of infiltration of South African police by criminals, was given an opportunity to appear between the South African Parliament at a committee where, you know, we're able to see and also hear his side of the story. And was in front of, you know, the leading evidence, you know, a senior counselor, especially when it's coming to evidence leader, that is senior counsel Norman Arendese, with other, with members of the committee that's appointed. We'll see Julius Malema is there, other prominent South African politicians. But what we're able to see, or before we come to the content of that conversation, looking at what South Africa have been doing, especially from 1994, currently as we are speaking, there is no South African president who served for full 2 years term. Especially when it comes to the president, Mandela, or Nelson Mandela, was served for one term. Thabo Mbeki almost two terms, but he has to go out, to recuse himself after, you know, some of the controversial things which have happened. And you will also be able to see the issues of how presidents came to power, the politics of South Africa. You also be able also to see that in that aspect of South African politics from 1994 to 2025, we were able to see that the application of South African politics is that there is nobody who is above the law, or they practice that at the highest level. Either you are the war veteran of Umkhonto we Sizwe, either you, you know, you were a head of state, if you did something that is wrong, the law has to come for you, and you have to come and answer. You have to come and answer. And a lot of people have seen how, you know, the third president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has been going through cases, hundreds of charges, because they are trying to scrutinize everybody. And in that aspect, a judge is a most respected person. Even though he's a most respected person, if he or she is not complying to, she also faces the law. And this example can also be seen with the issues of public protector, former public protector. If you are not following the law, even if it's a prosecuting authority, they can call you, then they can question you. And there is no one also who is immune to go to jail if you have done something wrong. Just look, and a lot of people, we, especially those of us who we respected Sholozi so much, Jacob Zuma so much, but the law is the law. He was called, the people's president. Is somebody who is a people's, when he come to a place, everybody's dancing. But when he's coming to that point where he said he was tired of being bullied by his own commission, he was not going to attend the commission. The law is saying, if you are not, complying with, you are not complying with the commissions, then one aspect is going to jail. That is what the law is saying. And I want you, to take time and listen to, to another former minister of police, Becky Stele, when he's explaining that moment, to say they were also scared to say, and they were advising to say, please, Mr. President, you already know, or Mr. former president, you already know you break the law, but now, please, can you please, can we escort you to prison? not really to say they were going to arrest him. Can we escort you? Until the last minute. But this, what this is telling us is to say, when it's coming to democracy in South Africa, when it's coming to the constitution in South Africa, nobody is safe. I have my own reservation, especially with the recent judgment of Julius Malema. I have my own reservation, but the law is the law. Even if you are the most feared opposition in South Africa, if you have done something wrong, they come for you and they analyze. And that is where they set standard. That is where they set standard. But the point I want to make here, especially when it's coming to South African democracy, is an opportunity, especially if situation come against you, is an opportunity to speak for yourself, an opportunity to defend yourself. Because in most cases, and it's part of, I think, public influential, it's part of the psychology of human being. When somebody came out in the public and being seen to have done something, there are allegations against that person. Even if you don't go to court, people have already judged you. People have already tarnished your name. Even if you are also demoralized that you are not going to win anything, you are defeated and all these things. But what we have seen yesterday, especially from me, when I analyzed the situation, which was in South African Parliament, I was seeing the maturity of democracy. The suspended minister came. Everybody was asking. Then he turned the table. To me, he turned the table because even the senior counselor who was leading evidence, asking questions, the man knew what he was doing and he was reasoning. He was reasoning whether it's, and we had to see the continuation today. He was reasoning. He was giving his reason why he took the decision of pardoning the political killing task team that was within South African police. And I told her, and I spoke to my colleague Matthias today to say, let us see institution of government functioning independently, and let us stop prejudging. Because from your perspective, we think he was wrong. We thought, or we are thinking that of who brought the exposure is the one who is a saint. But that is not how democracy was supposed to work. Democracy, if it's a government of the people, equal rights, whether you are powerful or you are less powerful. And we also have and this is also what is very interesting, is also that in most cases when something has been committed, somebody who has possession of power is the only person who is are being looked at to say no. Because this person is powerful, because this person is rich, it could be that he's the one who is wrong. But sometimes it's not true. That's why there is always an aspect to say, let the law take its course. That's why when you look at the other thing that you also look at South African democracy is that, do you know that since 1994, South Africa is the only also country which was able to manage its coalition. Yes, people can have different views about coalition. They can say it's a government of national unity, but it's a coalition anyway. It's a coalition anyway. It was the only country who managed to manage its coalition. And look at it this way. You have been oppressed for a very long time. People who created Bantu Education, the same political party or the same people that we are fighting in war, the same people that took Mandela to prison. But you have to realize to say, after 1994, everybody is South African. That's what you need to do. And you have to sit on the table with the DA and everybody to say, no, we are beyond that. But for the sake of that, let us move forward. Are we able to see that in Namibia? Is that a question? Are we able to see that in any other part of the world? If even in France is happening, even in France, it's not working. But let us look at ECN and move forward.
Democracy is not a spectator sport. It is a participatory event. The essence of democracy is in your participation. Therefore, make sure that you participate by electing your representatives in the regional council and local authority elections on 26 November 2025. Democracy starts with you. Preserve it by getting involved. Go vote. Your vote is your voice.
Yes, it's 45 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are speaking about the maturity of South African democracy and also what can we learn from South African democracy, particularly in terms of separation of power and also the issues of check and balance, especially when it's coming to institutions of institution of the state, and also what needs to be done. So we are indicating to say, when it's coming to institution of government, we must be able also to put in mind that the aspect of everybody is equal before the law, and everybody must also be able to be given an opportunity also to defend himself, and also an opportunity to participate in economic building. Because if somebody is given an opportunity to participate in economic building, and the aspect of recognizing talent, expertise over any other issues. Because if we come to the point to say we are all Namibians, we are all the same before the law, and I'm giving you an opportunity because I'm able to see that you are able, you are capable, not because I know you, then you know how beautiful things are going to be. You know how beautiful things are going to be. That's why, to me, when I look at South Africa, I know it has a lot of problems, but there are things that we can still learn from, especially when we are moving forward, especially when we are, you know, also building our own country. Because there is nobody who does not want Namibia to develop. Everybody wants to thrive. Everybody want to, because the basic, to me, the basic needs of any human being in Namibia, the basic is to live a fulfilling life. Everybody want to send his or her kids to better school, and also to have a secured life where you are not living in fear to say who is coming to run away with my kambashu tomorrow, or who is coming to take my clothes from, who is coming to steal my clothes, and all these things, and just the basic things. Yeah, that's why, when you look at the institution of the state, you must be able to see when we have that at our institution of the state. I'm not saying we are not doing well. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of things that we can learn, especially from South Africa, and also a lot of things that we can, especially issues of public, I like to see public, public interview, issues of public interview, because if we bring about these things of public interview, it's also easy to see that, okay, this is how the person came about, and also this is how the quality of person came about, and also remitting also a lot of doubts. But yeah, we are also, we can't wait also to see how the situation is going to. We are also yet to see how the situation is also going to come about, to come to an end. And get me right, especially when you are at this juncture. Let us wait and see how things are going to end. And I'm not saying my opinions and my view are going to be, you know, the final judgment of that aspect. But what I'm indicating is that, especially what was going on in South Africa, let us wait and see how the hearing is going to end. Let's see how the hearing is going to end. Because one thing that we need to look at, yes, everybody can have their own views, but let us see how the hearing is going to end, because it's quite very important, actually, also to see, even to learn, especially those of you who are studying law, who are interested in governance issues, who are interested in public affairs, also to see and learn. Because there's also a saying to say, when somebody is in trouble, let us not just laugh and judge. At least we must learn. Because when we learn, it's also easy for us to move forward. There's actually a lot of case studies one thing which I have seen is also that South Africa being linked to Namibia, and we have been saying this for quite some times, either it's economically, either it's political history. Those who are students in many fields, make sure that don't just read the Namibian, case studies. Also compare with South Africa and many other countries, because that is where you can relate. Because in most cases, that is where we are linked. But I'm not saying you should only direct it there, but it's quite very interesting, especially what we have seen. I have a lot of friends who, some of them, they studied law, some they studied, economics. But in most cases, they link, to South Africa. Yeah. We have around 9 minutes, but, you can still, engage us in the studio. You can still give your opinions and views at 083-288-401083-288-401. And what I'm indicating to you is that at this platform, you can give your own opinion and view. And you don't necessarily need to agree with everything, because we are here to educate one another. It could be that you are the person who have, done more research about the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that, you are somebody who has more, experience in the field. And also, advise, ask, and also give your contribution on the issues which are happening, and also what are the key things that we can learn, and also what can we also teach South Africa, because we cannot just say we can learn everything, but what can also we teach? What are we also bringing on the table? Especially, we can speak about the peace. Because if you look at the records of most peaceful countries in the world, Namibia is there. It's a safe destination compared to many other countries. Maybe that is also what we can say we can bring on the table. But I'm interested to see other African countries. And I'm going also to look at how other African countries are doing it, and also how they uphold their institution of governance. So, looking at that aspect, maybe the other thing that we need to look at is also the issue of how is the future look like? How is the future looking like? And I was also very happy to see. I was also very happy to see, especially some of the young people, especially those who who got an opportunity to get assistance at Youth Fund. But we still yet to see more coming out, and also indicate, because when you get assistance, please don't run away. Come out and also indicate to people that, yes, it can be done. I have this assistance. And so that we can also look at you to say, okay, you gave David 1 million, and this is his project. He said he's going to recruit 16 people. Even if you don't reach your target, at least we are here to see. Because in most cases, things, sometimes people just, you know, there was a competition, apparently somebody won money, but we are not seeing that person. But at least if you get that assistant, come out so that we can see you. And it's for a good reason, actually, so that we can also see what assistance do you also need. Because it's not only about, no, when I get money now, people want to, you know, all those kind of reasons. But yeah, with Youth Fund, a lot of people must come out and speak and also invest in the Namibian youth. Because remember, when you get that opportunity, please try also to assist those who are in need. That is number one. Make sure that there are also those who can benefit from that, not only for free, but either to work for you, because things are very tough. And I must admit that things are very tough, not only to us, not only to you, but even to our government. Things are and when things are very tough, it doesn't mean that we should stop or we should just start crying and pointing fingers. But we must make sure that at least when things are very tough, let us assist each other. I'm not saying you should give people things for free. And I also do not believe in donation, because when we donation, yes, when it's needed, but in most cases, somebody must at least show that, okay, I'm giving it, but you are also doing something for that person. It's the same with, and we do not like it. It's the same with you working. I can come and say, can I wash your car so you give me $100? You are my cousin. Or can I wash your clothes? Or can I clean your room so you give me something? At least that person you work at just say, no, do this and do this. But sometimes an assistance can come in that aspect. But yeah, looking at that point, it's a weekend. Make sure that when it's coming to your economic news, you have access to the Villager newspaper. It's out. You have access to the Villager newspaper. When you look on top of the Villager newspaper, get to the aspect of the Villager newspaper, there is a news on Namibian beef. Dark times persist for the beef sector. The sector continue to struggle to get slaughter ready animals. And you may be able to look at the statistics there. There is a comparative statistics. And also to look at how you can position yourself. Because it's quite very important, especially with the food industry, to say now, if there's a challenge in terms of beef production, where else can we look at? Where else can we look at? And also look at Nakayale and Nana Varombola and Windhoek VTC produce over 900 graduates. It's a story by Loisa Shimide. You can also be able to look into that to say, where are these graduates going, and how equipped are they to contribute to national development, and what is their plan after that? And yeah, there is also a story by a colleague there, Anna Kreta. This Kavango residents lament grant payment point condition. Because, you know, there's a transformation a change in terms of the payment, especially for pensioners, where you see that NAMPOST, a lot of social grants go through NAMPOST. But, you know, with this change, there are challenges, especially that side of Kavango. Get time and read. And yeah, looking at International University of Management Vice Chancellor stated that academia must generate knowledge. that this is a word of Professor Osmund Mandemele, who is the Vice Chancellor of IUM, and you must be able to read the article there by Dwight Links at the Villager newspaper. And looking at the Valvitia University, a postgraduate diploma in higher education, postgraduate diploma in project management, business, monitoring and evaluation, occupational health, master's of higher education, project management, monitoring and evaluation, and master of business administration. And if you want to study a postgraduate qualification, Valvitia is there for you. And the application fee is there. It is just 230, especially postgraduate qualification. And it's happening. And the deadline is 30 November. And we always indicate it to say, no matter the situation, never stop learning. Never get disencouraged. Make sure that, you are able also to acquire knowledge, especially in those critical courses. And you can do the best, especially with when it's coming to being competitive. And also expand your knowledge. Yeah. Looking forward, in the Villager, there's also an article by Matthias Angala there on Namibia joining Africa in condemning, Madagascar, a coup of Madagascar. Nobody's happy with it. It's not the right thing to do. And, Namibia joined the AU and other African countries in condemning of Madagascar. Then when we speak about sport, there's an article there by HD, especially on Rwanda to host PFL Africa semifinals. That is Professional Fighters League Africa semifinals, and there is an aspect of mixed martial arts there. And yeah, especially those who like combat sport, you may be able to read. Make sure that you download the Villager newspaper, and you can also be able to subscribe by sending your name to 081-200-4144. Save that as your WhatsApp contact detail. So with this word, bye-bye for now. I'll give the mic to Mike to unpack the day, and have a good Friday. Take care of yourself. And yeah, see you around.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%.
Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengera selma konara heta tuimu. Datu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.